did pretty well, he?
Steve, I
checked with him a couple times sometimes.
Yeah.
He stayed
with him. He's a good man, but you've got to get people off for a little while. When did you leave, the 23rd?
When it was on the 26th.
We had a Christmas night, you were. Did you left? You were here in the office, so you got off some time to work.
Got off to the bank.
Levi was gone.
I was in the day after you left, and then...
Oh, I see, yeah.
No, that was in Saturday.
Of course, I did an excellent job while you were gone. It was a power of strength.
Got it.
So I had some fairly difficult times.
Spent some time with him this morning.
He was extremely strong and helpful in some ways. That's it, who says it's true of John, it's true of George, it's going to be true of Edge, that should all say that totally out of anything that has none of their, that they don't have to do by this point. I understand that.
And then Ashley won't be any problem. I don't think that they're all out of the piece.
Sigler, of course, has been strong. He's been strong. He's a fighter. But the work on. It's a different world out there than it is in Washington, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
A very different thing you were saying, how different the attitudes are there. He said, they're talking about bombing, you know. He said, they're talking about the game. Some of them are talking about the landslide. And he said, the goddamn sense of your people to worry about it, that your friends particularly.
Yeah, but their worry is in a different kind of, they're not obsessed with it. It's a thing of, it's kind of like they wish it would stop raining.
It isn't like it was in Cambodia. It isn't like it was. Mm-hmm. It wasn't the horror of fright right after May 8th either, because here's a nuclear war and all that. They have almost not going to be a nuclear war.
No, and it's interesting because it really, if you look at it, it was, should have been, on the merits, it was worse than any of those, in the sense of
those are harder decision.
That it was in many ways a harder decision, and the costs in a way were high.
Yeah, not bad.
they're talking about the question of what we do on reorganization, but you're covering that in the Friday morning meeting along with the wage and price thing.
We're covering it, and we're having a total leadership there, so.
Full leadership, and you've got to have the government organization people too, then.
They're not.
General Hollifield. Hollifield and non-servant.
But we are not going to go over the whole reorganization on that, and that would be not the entire thing. I understand they're going to go over the Schultz part of the organization.
Well, that was what they were raising there, and
you understand that the meeting is 8:30, it's going to be over by 10:30, so that means an hour and a half. And I told Timmons and I, they had to really put those people through for once.
Yeah.
If
you can cover the whole thing, just on its in perspective, the economic, and there really isn't much. Cover the whole thing, then you got it done. Then you don't have to worry about reorganization from there on. Now, it's already out, really, anyway. So
not George, you can't. George is a lousy breeder. He is a disaster at those things. And and Timmons, as we know, can't do anything on this.
Oh, that's right.
So you just got to have if there's anything to be done, let's get John up there carrying the lead if we can. Let George say a couple of things, on the economics things. He's fine person to person, but he's no group to live accordingly and should not try to press, because when he does and tries to become embedded, he gets out of character. John is very good. That's the way we'll do that. You see, we're getting everything out of the way in a sense, too. I seen the speaker today, and we saw Mike Mansfield yesterday.
Yeah.
And when I have the total leadership, I've already talked to Ford, and I've already talked to Scott Hughes. They may squeal about it more. I mean, another meeting with them, but they should be invited to a full leadership meeting on the 22nd or the 23rd, whatever the day is. The new cabinet. Start the new rule on that of one White House person at that dinner, would it be?
visit coming up. And he had asked for a 90-minute office appointment and either a luncheon or a dinner to stay having it. And you had a stag dinner last time. One stag buck tied in. And they told the king that you know, they would have the meeting following your inauguration around February 1st. And they're recommending January 30th for February
7th. Can you set the dinner? I said, well, I don't agree with
I don't see why not.
I would say I could have the meeting, but I cannot have the dinner.
They keep talking about a small working lunch.
God damn it, no. There will be no small working lunches. I told you this. Okay. Will you tell them that there will never again be a small working dinner?
Do a Protestant black, and and do this Dr. E.B. Hill that Billy Graham recommended. There's the guy from the California Baptist thing. Billy says he will. And there's some other blacks, and then there's you know, Huffman and people like that. Huffman didn't get the church here. Louis Evans got it. Actually, Evans is a hell of an improvement over what's his
name? Yeah, he is. Although Huffman's better than Evans.
I agree.
I've heard him. I think Evans is good. I love Evans. Evans is a little softer.
Not much.
But he'll be very good. He'll be very good. And I like him.
Well, do a black Protestant. Isn't that all right? Do white other things?
A black Protestant would be great.
Do Dr. Hill. And then the Catholic feeling is that it should be a cardinal, and the first recommendation would be Cody from Chicago.
No, Christ, no.
That'd be not for us. Just that's the problem. He isn't very solid. Well, Boyle isn't either, is he?
I have Cook.
Have Cook again? Have him twice?
Oh, no. We have Kroll. Let's see.
See, we're going to have Cook at the White House.
God, is there any other Catholic cardinal that is?
No, there's another way around this, which is to, at the White House,
have just a normal Catholic.
Well, or not do the three, just do a black or something at the White House, since you're doing the ecumenical stuff at the... And you got to have a black on the stand, because nobody knows at the White House.
Well, at the White House, you don't have to have three. Why have three at the White House? Why have a Jew?
You could put the Jew on at the inaugural, I like his two from L.A., which is...
Who's the other?
The black is
doesn't make any difference. Make any difference at all. Megan, no. He's a friend. I should have a friend. I don't know. Why do you have a cardinal? It's not for us. We've had a goal.
Well, the other thought was to have Medeiros, the Archbishop of Boston.
Who?
Medeiros, who has been reasonably solid and is a Spanish-speaking type, you know, gives you another.
Is he all right? Is he for us?
He's, yeah. The question is how solid.
Why do you go to a state of Boston?
Well, that's the other thing.
I wouldn't do it.
You have Manning in Los Angeles, but that's
no.
L.A. Cook is the best one, obviously. And maybe the thing to do is have Cook and not have a Catholic at the White House. What about just having Billy Graham at the White House?
You don't have to have Lowell Cardinals in my house.
That's right. That's right.
I just get a gun there.
A Cardinal Cook at the serve.
Get a good, strong Italian. Get me an Italian Catholic for the White House. Get many Italians. See what I mean? A good idea is Italian Catholic. He doesn't have to see him on scene.
Yeah.
You can see my mind. Yeah. Put Cook at the guy.
At the congressional luncheon, the people in 69 that you had invited, they can take 75 guests. We can cut it down.
Cut it down. I want that to be
50.
I want to be as small as possible.
Okay.
Okay. Just kind of me and
They had some of your family at that luncheon. You don't care about your family, do you?
No. I think our family.
It's a different thing, say.
Well, the second inaugural, the people have got to understand. I've been through the second inaugural Eisenhower.
It's a pain in the neck.
You're just redoing it.
Yeah,
they're very thrilled about it. Now, they're basically, for us at least, basically, then cut all that out and get the family the hell back down there. Now, let them fill the seats with the jackasses in the Congress.
Okay.
Okay? How's that?
go right ahead with all the inaugural stuff under normal thing, but at some point have a moment of silence for him or something, since we're still in the morning period.
I have that at the hour.
Yeah.
Maybe this is our chance to cheer.
go through the business council membership list and indicate those of, on the business council can be considered supporters.
That's right.
In the sense of,
okay, Don Kendall is not going to listen to my career, so he's a supporter. I told him, that's a good thing for him to do. He should go through the list.
But Don knows who the business people were that worked, that made an effort to help in one way or another.
Well, he's going to take it back, or just maybe the next president of the business council.
Who busted his ass?
Huh?
Who busted his ass?
That's one of the things I like. But we're not going to let the elite business affect us anymore around here. It's all on them.
Well, Packard knows the feeling of the business council. Yeah, I talked to him about it, and you put it more nicely, but you made the same point.